I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden taking aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin as he continues his meetings with NATO allies in Poland.
President Biden says Putin's reasoning for war in Ukraine is dead wrong.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
The president called the war a tragedy that need not have happened and that it could end with a single word. President Biden said continued conflict reveals a reality.
If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine.
And that is why the U.S. and NATO are committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Earlier today, Putin announced the suspension of a nuclear treaty with the U.S., though the foreign ministry says they'll still honor caps on nuclear weapons. He pledges to hold Norfolk Southern accountable. EPA Administrator Michael Regan, back in East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a train derailment and controlled chemical burn earlier this month.
We're going to push them to do it right and to do it as quickly as possible. And do it as transparently as possible. It's important that the community understands what's happening in their backyard.
Residents continue to complain about health ailments, even as the governor and federal officials say the air and water is safe. Lawyers for the family of Malcolm X announcing they plan to name the FBI, the CIA, the NYPD, and other government agencies in a $100 million wrongful death lawsuit.
It gives Malcolm's daughters an opportunity to seek legal redress, finally.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who accuses government agencies and the NYPD of concealment of evidence surrounding the murder. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Supreme Court hearing a case against a tech giant over what's posted online.
Over 7 years after Noemi Gonzalez was killed in the 2015 terrorist attacks in Paris, her family making the trip to D.C. hoping for action.
To see the pain that my wife is going through, and hopefully this will change the internet.
Her stepfather, Jose Hernandez, and the legal team allege Google, owner of YouTube, allowed the Islamic State group to incite violence and recruit by posting accessible videos. The Supreme Court is reviewing the Communications Decency Act, Section 230, which gives digital platforms certain immunity from some criminal and civil claims. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The court in Romania has decided to extend social media influencer Andrew Tate's detention on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking by another 30 days. Tate was arrested December 29th in Bucharest. His brother and two Romanian women are in custody in the same case. None of them have been formally charged. Major cities still aren't seeing office buildings at capacity.
It looks like everybody isn't getting back to the office after all. The Wall Street Journal says office landlord defaults are escalating. It's a sign that remote and hybrid work may have permanently impaired the office market. Data firm Trepp says 5 to 10 office towers each month join the list of properties at risk of defaulting. Higher interest rates are also a factor, along with cutbacks by tech companies. The journal says the number of employees returning to the office rate has plateaued at around half the level it was before the pandemic. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wall Street Dow gave up gains for the year over worries about higher interest rates, ending the day down 697 points. The Nasdaq lost 294. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.